With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Back in downtown, Petco Park, a new beginning. Let's go. Started back rocking the brown. Ever since we've been knocking them down. Baby said she wanna go to the game. Taught her how to say Padre gang. Started back rocking the brown. Ever since we've been knocking them down. Mitchell and Ness with the old school name. All of the homies holler Padre gang. Yeah, that.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 232 of the Talking Friars podcast and YouTube show. I'm your host, Ben Fadden. It's a little bit different of an episode today. Usually, whenever I have a guest on, it's more about, you know, specific Padres, and we'll get into the Padres here, but it's different today. It's Dennis Kennedy. He is the guest today. He works for TaylorMade, product creation designer. He is a Padres fan. He's been at some games recently. And so I wanted to have him on. He has some, he's had some relationship with Padres players and talked with them. So I wanted to get him on. I think he has a unique perspective that probably regular fans don't have. So thank you so much, Dennis, for coming on.
Hey, Ben. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm really excited that you asked me to come on.
Yeah, no problem. So first off, let's just explain to people what you do at TaylorMade, just to start off.
Yeah, I'm part of our product creation team, and exactly how it sounds, we create the product. I work with our industrial designers and our engineering teams to create just about everything that we produce, so what the world sees. So it's a very unique role, and being able to have your hands on just about everything that we do is pretty cool. It's I've been there for about 6.5 years now, and you know, been involved in just about all of our categories, that's just about it.
And so this is in Carlsbad, is that where you're at?
Yeah, our headquarters are in Carlsbad, North County. I live in Encinitas, so it's okay. It's not too far of a commute for me, and it's an absolutely incredible company to work for, and I think got in right at the right time with, I don't know how familiar you are with the game of golf, but it's seen an absolute explosion. Yeah. since COVID and all these new golfers that have entered the market has been really great for our industry.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to get a little bit to the Padres part of this. you've had some relationships, or at least that's what I've seen, at the Crafty Creative, by the way, on Instagram is Dennis's username. Great stuff there. You've had some relationships with Padres players. Specifically, I saw you with Cronenworth. He's my favorite player, so I love seeing that. And I saw you were at Friday's game as well. But can you just talk about first, before we get to like specific guys, how those relationships start at TaylorMade with guys like that? I know Padres or just baseball players in general, you know, they love golfing on off days and stuff. So I'm sure it kind of starts there with agencies and stuff like that.
Yeah, I naturally, excuse me for a second. Naturally, baseball and golf have such a mutual respect for each other. And surprisingly, or not so surprisingly, a lot of professional baseball players love to play golf in their off time. And as you know, as an avid Padre fan you are and baseball fan, they don't get a lot of off time during the season.
Right.
And basically how that relationship started, I really owe it to CA Sports. They're a entertainment and talent agency. And more specifically, Jake Cronenworth is represented by CAA. And so a good friend of mine there, L Davis, got me in contact with them and mentioned that Crony was interested in getting fit or getting a golf fitting and getting set up with TaylorMade clubs. And that's really how it started.
So I saw on your Instagram, was it during All-Star weekend? You were kind of fitting him or color wise and stuff with his putter.
Yeah, that was an incredible experience. So CAA put on this really cool event for all of their guys that made it to the All-Star team. So, I mean, stars as like Shohei Ohtani, Corbin Burns, Trey Turner, Sandy Alcantara, Jake Cronenworth, Max Fried. And they invited us, TaylorMade, along with a colleague of mine, to design spider putters for them. And they can fully customize them, you know, paint the head and soul of the putter. They can engrave specific things on there. And really customize it to their liking, different shaft bends and really make them feel special and give them something for making the All-Star team. And just, you know, personally and selfishly, it was a really cool event for me to be a part of and interact with these guys on a personal level and just kind of see how their fandom for our sport is pretty much the same as how I feel about theirs. So, it's really cool.
Yeah. And before we get more into Crony and what kind of that experience was like, do you have any other relationships with other Padres players, like through that sort of stuff?
Yeah. So funny story. The first thing that I had ever done was I sent Jake a bunch of custom golf balls. I put his number on it, put number 9 on there. And I don't know if you know, but he rides his scooter everywhere.
Yep. Yep.
So he loaded up the 36 boxes of golf balls onto his scooter and rolled back to the clubhouse. And, I don't know who sits next to him in the locker room, but, Drew Pomeranz, Will Myers immediately saw all these golf balls and wondering where these came from. So I got hit up like the very next day. Drew and Will wanted some of their own custom balls, so I ended up making some for them. And in the meantime, just being the Padre fan, I sent Manny some as well. And then about, I don't know, a month or so later, Trent Grisham reached out to me, and he's not a big social media guy, so he just shot me a text, and we've been back and forth with things. So I sent him a pretty cool care package of a bunch of different things, and he's been really cool to interact with. And really, I'm leaving out Josh Hader as well too. Yeah. And that relationship started before he came to the Padres. Mm-hmm. So I was even more stoked that he got traded and I could interact with him a little bit more since he's here in San Diego. But yeah, it's my hope that once the off season rolls through, that we'll be able to get out on the course and play some real golf.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then also, it was last Friday. I was at that game too. Padres Dodgers. Paul George was there, and you had a chance to visit with him at the Kingdom, I believe is what it's called, right? The TaylorMade facility. What was that whole experience like? And is he like a actual Padres fan?
I don't know. I think he's just a baseball fan, and I know he grew up in LA, but he rocked that Padres jersey and Padres hat. He had no allegiance to that other team that we don't need to speak of.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he was just excited to come down to the Kingdom. It's our VIP fitting experience, and you know, he's a tall guy, so our standard clubs need, you know, a little more length on him, and you know, customized to his playing ability and his swing and all of those things. So we spent a little over an hour and a half with him, just dialing him in with everything from driver to putter, and like we did with Crony and his custom putter, we'll do for Paul George.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so get into Crony here. Obviously, I've already said he's my favorite player, so I know this isn't just me either. There's a lot of other people as well. I'm curious to know like more what he's like. When you have more of that relationship with him, I met him once. It was like this year, hours before the game by the player garage when he was on his scooter. Cause that's the only time, like the only chance I could. So that was really cool. But what is he kind of like when you have like that relationship, with him? Is he a good jokester, or what is he like?
The best way I can describe, and I haven't had a ton of interaction with him, but enough to know that he's just a real genuine dude. Like the type of stuff you saw a couple weeks ago with the little boy, the little fan that came through and made that jersey for him. I mean, that's him. He's authentic. He's one of those guys that you hope to be on the Padres for a really long time. And I think exactly what he shows to the fans is exactly who he is. And he's just a good dude. I any other way to describe it, I look forward to more interactions with him. And I know he's a Michigan guy, so I had a Michigan head cover that I had waiting for him when we did that All-Star event, and he was really hyped on it. Had it in his back pocket for the rest of the night. And so but yeah, man, he's probably my favorite too.
We're in the same boat on that then. Okay, so we'll end this kind of golf part. Who would you say, I don't know how many, I know you've already listed some, but who would you say is the best golfer on the Padres? I don't know if you've seen guys or you've just heard of, I don't know, Crony saying a guy score one time, or who do you think is the best?
I can't say who's the best, but I have heard that that Manny needs help with his swing. and Crony had mentioned that he was kind of teasing him a bit on Manny's golf swing. So we'll try to get Manny into the right clubs, you know, some TaylorMade clubs instead of our competitors, and maybe that'll be the trick to fix it. But I mean, the cool thing about these guys, they're professional athletes for a reason. And the way that they pick up new sports is much more seamless than it is for like an average guy like me. You know, it's like they're in tune with their body. They know how it moves, and they're able to pick up on the smallest details. That if they really put all their effort in, like they do with baseball and the golf, they probably be on the tour. They're that talented. So, you might have to touch base spring training next year and have a few rounds with these guys to see really who's the best, and report back.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Get into some Padres stuff here. I know you're a Padres fan, so I want to just get kind of your thoughts on the team. What do you think of this team so far this year? And do you think, one, they have to make the postseason first, but if they do, how far do you think this team can go?
I think it's talked about a lot. I think momentum is an absolutely huge thing that we need to have going into the postseason. You look at the Braves last year. They walked into the playoffs just on an absolute tear, and they took them all the way through the World Series. You have teams like the Rockies when they went to the World Series, and they were a wild card team. The Giants were a wild card team and went and won the World Series. So it's evident that we need that momentum. I believe that we can do that. We see flashes of it, right? But at the end of it all, hitting is contagious and not hitting is contagious. So if we can flip the script and get moving in that right direction, we can beat any team. I'm not scared of the Dodgers. I know we can beat teams like the Cardinals. You know, the Mets and Braves are really good. The National League is just better, you know, in the last couple of years. So we can make a deep run, you know, and I can't say that we couldn't win it all, the whole thing. You know, we could. It comes down to momentum. I believe we can still find that in the last 18 games or whatever we have left. I'm an optimist, though. I try not to harp on all the negative things and believe that, you know, the next game we can pick it back up and get rolling.
Right. Because you make good points there about, you know, not being scared of the Dodgers. I mean, I know sometimes it's just one game in those weekend series that they do win, and that's pretty much what it's been this year. But those games, when they do put it together, when the offense does come through, when they get guys on base, you do believe, like, this team can hang in there. They just got to be able to do it, you know, consistently. I'm more of an optimistic guy, kind of like you. But with that said, are you worried at all about the offense consistently, them consistently being able to produce? You know, Soto, he's in the middle of probably his worst slump of his career. Really, the last 11, 12 games, I think he's hitting like 100, 110, something around there. And other guys, obviously, Ha-Sung Kim's kind of been struggling as of late as well. Like, are you worried about them being able to consistently produce these last few weeks of the season to get in?
Yeah, I mean, I think we don't have an established leadoff hitter, you know, so we're constantly filtering through Profar and Kim. And when Grisham was playing really well, he was the best leadoff hitter for us. And he's had a tough year, but ultimately I think as much as we don't talk about it, the Tatis thing has really hurt this team and been a distraction for us. I think because so much of us, probably players included, I'm not speaking for them because I haven't asked them about it, but that was a heavy story, you know, and we were all looking forward to the big three. We were going to have Tatis, Soto, and Machado. It would have scared any pitcher, right? Mm-hmm. So I think not having Tatis shouldn't be an excuse, right? But I think we're trying to figure out our identity now. I think we were surpassing expectations when the season started, knowing that Tatis wasn't part of the lineup, knowing that Soto was not in the plans yet. Mm-hmm. So we've lost our identity a bit. But I'm optimistic that we can find those again. Soto's a superstar for a reason. He's been there in the biggest moments. He can turn it on when we need him to. And it's right there. It's gotta be right there. And I hope it is. And, all it takes is some of those walk-off wins to get these boys excited again and get the pitching staff excited again and know that the time is now to really run into these playoffs with some momentum.
Mm. And ultimately, you do believe that they will get in?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm trying not to think about last year. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, cause it was, I think it was a more of a gradual fall that we kind of felt like that they were going to miss the playoffs and that it, but at this point, if we completely fell off and didn't make the playoffs now, I'd be much more upset. And I hate to look to next year, you know, knowing that we will have that big three, you know, because I think we have the team constructed now. We have the pitching. I think all of those guys are capable of being elite starters, and our bullpen has actually been much better. So, yeah, I think we can do it. I'm hopeful we can do it. And if we do, I know that we would put some fear into whoever we draw in the first round.
Yeah, and I know it's not great that, you know, the spot that they're in right now, game and a half up going into tonight. But if they do get in, I assume that they're going to be playing well, and that's what matters when you get in. Like, when you get in, you talked about it earlier with wild card teams winning. Like, when you get in, if you're the hot team, it doesn't matter if the Dodgers won all these games and maybe broke records. If they had a bad week going in, or they have all those off days because they have a bye for the wild card round, that could probably help the Padres, you know? So I guess if you want to take a positive from that, it is that if they do get in, you think that they're going to be playing well. And for me, it definitely comes down to the players. Like, at the end of the day, the players do have to go out and just play better, hit better more consistently. The starters have to be better more consistently as well. I think Shamania took a step forward yesterday. That was a positive. But do you agree, right? There's no like scapegoat thing here where, oh, Michael Berdar, the hitting coach, or AJ Preller, okay, fire him. Like, he did his job. You wanted Juan Soto, got him. You wanted someone better than Taylor Rogers, got Josh Hader. That's the best guy available. Went out and got Josh Bell and Brandon Drury. Before in the offseason, got Manaea. Nick Martinez has been great, I think, this year in starting roles, reliever roles. Like, he's done a lot here. And it's not his fault that Tatis, you know, tested positive and all that. So he's done his job. It's on the players now.
Yeah, I completely agree. I if we don't make the playoffs, like, there's nothing Preller could have done differently, right? We've assembled a superstar team with or without Tatis. We have the pieces. But going back to teams like the Dodgers, I don't know what the statistic is, but I don't know how many times the team that had the best overall record, AL-NL, just overall record, have actually won the World Series. So it actually doesn't play into their favor. I believe that to be true. I can't support that with fact. But I just, if we get into the playoffs, we have pieces like Nick Martinez that can be there at any spot. I hope to God we don't put in Craig Stanton. That's to be honest here. He has no business.
I've heard he's a great golfer, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm just got to be real. It's serving up grand slams, your first pitch, coming back and demoting Chris Matt. I'm like, why is that a decision that we are making here? Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes we're, as fans, we're a bit irrational and we don't understand it fully, but that was one thing that I don't know if I'll ever understand. So,
yeah. Okay. Let's end this with one fun question here. If you could pick one Padre to golf with all time, so it doesn't have to be like this current roster, but all time, who would that be?
Oh man, that's a good question. Do I get just one or do I get a foursome?
Okay. Well, we can do that. Yeah. Three other guys. Yeah.
I think 100% Tony Gwynn. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he ever played golf. I have to ask his son that.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I think Trevor was more, I know he's a pitcher, obviously, so he was Trevor probably more the golfer.
Yeah, I heard Trevor is a pretty good golfer, so that might be a good one. I actually, growing up here in San Diego, I went to games at Qualcomm, and so I watched guys like, you know, Tony and Hoff and Finley and Caminetti and even Joyner. Joyner was a favorite of mine, and I think as probably not everybody's, I would probably put him in that foursome.
Okay.
So Gwynn, Joyner, Crony, and
well, that's three right there.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I can't. Yeah. Maybe I can just drive the cart.
Okay.
Good question. Okay. It's tough to pick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Caminetti would have probably been pretty fun, right?
Like, yeah.
It would have been a fun see out on the golf course.
Yeah.
So yeah, man, I think about that one a little bit more.
Yeah, I haven't even thought of mine. I mean, I'd obviously want Crony in there. Manny, I think, would be amazing. Yeah. He'd probably just talk a bunch of crap the whole time. And then, I mean, I want to pick, you know, Tony or Trevor, but that would be hard to split between one of those two.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a hard one. Okay. This has been really, really fun. Yeah. What? Go ahead.
That would be a great poll question to see kind of
all
timers and see what people thought about that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually going to use that. That's a good one. Okay. So at the Crafty Creative on Instagram, Dennis Kennedy of TaylorMade. By the way, this episode brought to you by Gaglione Bros Famous Cheesesteaks and Garlic Fries. GaglioneBros.com is their website. I recommend you check them out. Snapdragon Stadium, Petco Park, and they're also on Friars Road. Episode 232 of the Talking Friars podcast and YouTube show. That is it. Thank you so much, Dennis, for joining the show.
Thanks, Ben. This was fun, man. I really appreciate you having me on. I didn't know what to expect, but it was fun talking with you.
No problem. Go Padres.